National Diplomatic Student Association is a Hungary-based organization for university students interested in political science, multilateral treaties, and intergovernmental relations. IDSA podcast aims to educate listeners on career opportunities for university students in Hungary, opening their minds to current socio-political issues. The podcast is recorded with the support of EPRA Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the IDSA podcast, an exclusive project launched by the International Diplomatic Student Association. My name is Yasemen Yusefi, and my co-host is...
Orgil Munkbatar.
Okay, and today we have the opportunity to talk to Virag Fetter. She is a third-year international relations student studying at ELTE and has been serving as ELTE's EU Careers Student Ambassador for the academic year 2023 to 2024. So first off, congratulations on the great year as the EU Careers Student Ambassador, and we are happy to have you today.
Yay, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you to both of you for taking your time and for everything, really. And thank you to IDSA as well. It's a wonderful association. I love being part of it. Thank you for all your efforts.
No, thank you for being here. And today we're going to have a fruitful discussion with Virag. So first off, maybe for the listeners who are not really aware of the program, could you discuss what it is and what motivated you to apply for it?
Oh, yeah. I was getting my internship done at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Hungary. And then I got an opportunity to join this program. And I got interested because it offered a trip to Luxembourg.
Wow.
I've never been before. So that got me really interested. And then I realized that I could also be part of an international community, which was also amazing. And I decided to go for it. I also had friends who were really interested about the EU. I knew that they would want to work there in the future. So since it's a program whose aims promote opportunities for students to work in the EU, I thought it would be useful for them, and I thought I could also help them in reaching their goal.
Oh, okay, that sounds cool. Could you please describe us what you did during your tenure at EU Careers Ambassador and how this had changed over the course of the work?
Yeah, first of all, we went to a training, or we had a training held by the EU and EPSO, which is a European Personal Selection Office. It's an abbreviation who deal with, and it's an organization it's a part of the EU who deals with hiring people for the EU. So first off, we had a training in the lovely city of Luxembourg, and it lasted a couple of days, and they got ready for the whole year. They got us ready for the whole year. And then they described what the program would look like. They promised to have material sent to us every single week. And also have classes called master classes about different topics to promote the EU and to enable the ambassadors to get to know more about opportunities, traineeships, jobs, career for a lifetime, whatever.
So when were you involved in this? Were you also just for the ELTEs? So like there were other students from different universities involved?
Oh, yes. There were people from all over Europe, but there was also another Hungarian from the National Public University. And so there's just the two of us here in Hungary, but I am from ELTE, as you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So my job during the course of this year was to help the students of ELTE in particular.
And could you please tell us more about like the connections you made while being a EU Careers Ambassador? You must have met a lot of people, especially in Switzerland and whenever else you went abroad.
Oh, yeah, it was just Luxembourg. Yeah. But I got to make friends there. And then I was expecting to meet them actually after the training, which didn't work out just yet, but we do have the chance to see each other's posts as we follow each other on Instagram. We have an account. Each ambassador has an account, or each country has a representation. Mine is called elta.eucareers, if you want to check it out.
Please check it out.
And I also have LinkedIn, where I post the exact same things, although I am more familiar with Instagram. But
as this generation, it truly is.
Yeah, but I feel like I should have moved on to another platform because I find that times have changed, and
you want to move on into TikTok?
I should have, yeah, but the year is done now. Anyways.
Maybe yeah. For next time then.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Although EU is looking for the next ambassadors, as I have shared before. And now it's closed for the next year. I mean, applications are closed for next year. But we are in constant change, so you do have an option to take part of it if you would like to. It's never too late. If somebody is really passionate about this whole program, the first year, or simply feels like still has opportunity and would like to do more, then there is a chance to get a second year, a second round. Mm-hmm. And
were you also involved in the process of the next ambassador, or was this like truly from the university's aspect?
I thought I would have to choose the next one, mm-hmm. But I think it's done in Hungary. I think it's done through the ministry.
Okay.
So whoever is there as an intern might get asked to complete this job. Mm-hmm. Or might have the option to complete this job.
Were you an intern at the ministry when you got offered the job, or?
Yes, I was at the Diplomatic Academy. Yeah, and it's I got surprised a bit because I thought it would be. I didn't know how to get in, so I was asking many people. I really wanted to see how it works, and I was interested, and then. I actually found a contact, and it was actually pretty easy to get in, but you do have to go through security check, which is 3 years. I mean, 3 months. It felt like
wow.
3 years because I've been waiting so long. Yeah, anyways. They have amazing options, by the way, not just in this field, but also in learning about languages. I mean, learning languages. They do have special courses that are open to trainees.
Yeah, it seems like it's a great opportunity to definitely expand your skills. So can we also get a glimpse into the duties and responsibilities that you had during your tenure?
My goal and my duty was to reach out to as many people as possible. I tried my best to do that first. I checked with the university radio, I think it was, and then the university newspaper, and found that they couldn't. So first I checked with university newspaper, mm-hmm. and they told me that there wasn't any option to do this. So instead, I tried different platforms. Facebook was another one, since IDSA also has programs there.
Check them out.
And I thought it could reach more people, or like for hosting events, it would have been really helpful, as you can actually indicate which time you would like to do a program, and then you could have the feedback of people. But then came to find that it got restricted after a while, so and never got a chance to get it back again.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but yeah, so I did face challenges. It wasn't easy all the time. But another goal was so after this, I found that I could collaborate with other people, not just the newspaper, but like make a podcast. Again,
like this one.
With the help
like
of
this
IDSA.
One, yeah.
Yes. By the way, this This podcast also had technical difficulties, which we had to face and combat, but we're here again.
Yeah, stronger than last time.
Yeah. So, and then at the conference, we had the option to... I mean, they told us that we would have the option to have master classes, which I mentioned before, which are classes on different subjects. For example, first we had the help of the social media team to have ideas on how we could improve our social media presence. What is what stands out to people? How we could reach to as many people as possible. And then we had equality and diversity before Christmas, also held by the EU and really enthusiastic organizers. And then we had the masterclass on the Blue Book traineeship, which is one of the most famous traineeships of the EU, along with the Schumann traineeships. And applications opened for that. At the moment, they are not, but they will open again. In May and in February for the next session, which is October to February.
So keep an eye out for these dates if you want to participate in the traineeship.
Yes. Do you want a brief overview of them? I mean, I've held presentations. So
we would be very thankful. Yeah.
Okay. So I actually cooperated what are they called? Europoint, who is basically an institution of the European Union in Hungary. And they have programs to reach students of all ages. And then I contacted them as well as the EU recommended. And we could actually collaborate and found that... they also reached university students of ELTE from the organization called House of European Affairs. I gave a presentation on EPSO. Yeah, I'm getting off track now. But so about, yeah, I also had a...
It shows your enthusiasm and the different programs that you've been involved in. We definitely want to hear more.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So one-on-one sessions was another option to choose. It was for those students who were interested about these traineeships. So I also held a presentation to one of my friends about Blue Book and Schumann. One is for the European Commission and the other is for the European Parliament. It offers day-to-day work in each unit and also hands-on experience in the EU decision-making process. It also offers training courses and practical knowledge of your university studies in the field of international relations. But not just that, this program is for everybody. It's not only for students of IR, but for everyone who is interested about the EU. So you could apply for different programs, such as be part of the Circular Biobased Europe, which is an organization in Brussels. And then there's the traineeship at the EU delegation as well in Geneva, for example. And then there was also an option to join a European Union agency for fundamental rights. So law related, many to choose from. I got a whole list of all the opportunities. And if you're interested in one-on-one sessions, I could look for the one that would be best for you and see which field you're interested in and then find the most suitable one for each
candidate, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of different things you've been participating in, especially for somebody who is just doing their bachelor's as well. And relating to that, could you please tell us more about how you've been able to balance your studies against your responsibilities as a EU careers ambassador?
Well, it wasn't always easy. I mean, kept my university studies in focus first, and then whatever was an additional program, I marked it second and third place because I find that that was the most important. But then I guess time management was key to this, and also I had to change a bit in terms of not being a perfectionist, but like having post regularly and consistently was my method. And then I know that I could do more, like I should have, but I set my limits and made sure that that I would have to have post something. I would post something every, let's say, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then make visuals for that. And sometimes when I didn't necessarily take this as work or like as what I as what I have to do. Instead, I tried to learn from it. As one of my goals was to get to know more about the EU. Also, make myself comfortable in posting these. So, like, making visuals that that are, like, somewhat matching the style, I guess.
The vibe.
That I feel, the vibe. Yeah.
But what would you say the resources or support that you received from the program, like, were they also, like, I do see, like, they, of course, had a lot of, like, different courses, but were there anything that if you...
They were amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had, they held my back.
But were there anything that you had a problem, like, at a specific time that you could definitely reach out? Was that also possible?
Oh, yeah. They were available like 0 to 24/7.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I mean, they are an amazing team, full of ambitious employees. Yeah.
How has being the ambassador impacted your understanding of the EU and the career opportunities it presents for for the youth or whatever you feel?
If you say as an ambassador, I get a bit nervous. I mean,
it just shows your position. Don't worry.
No. But it does have a prestige that you have to like put aside and just say you're human.
Mm-hmm.
You're as everyone else, basically. It just comes with like duties and like of like promoting values of the entity or like the organization that you're representing. So in this case, it's the EU. So like diversity, equality, by the way, that is shown in everyday life. If you travel across EU, you come to realize that we're so diverse and so different, but at the same time, we're all Europeans. So there shouldn't be huge boundaries between us.
I think there usually technically there's this fear regarding sometimes being part of the EU in that like there's certain skills that they have in order to be part of the EU. So
They like definitely do.
It's a more competitive market.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course, very competitive.
And I totally understand them as basically like I've also heard it on the training. It's super competitive. Basically, one of its programs also shows, which is the, I think it's the Blue Book. I have to check again, not to mislead you. But the Blue Book is also known to be really competitive. I mean, I've got this. I mean, if I remember well, it's 900 students make it out of 12,000 applicants.
Wow.
So if you can imagine, there's a high chance of you not getting it for the first time. But don't worry. I mean, I tell the students not to worry because, and not to give up, because they can shoot for it the third or fourth time. And then after, might get the chance of being part of this amazing team.
Mm-hmm.
As an employee, as a trainee, as a
translator.
Whatever. Yeah. Translators are also there. Yeah. So, and so
Yeah. No. I was actually also going to say that I've actually looked at the traineeship myself also, and there are also opportunities for foreigners as well. So I would say that it's not always an EU citizen. So yeah, definitely check that out. Not.
Yeah.
So while we're still on the topic of the EU, of course, the European Parliament elections are coming up very soon in summer. So is there any programs that you are personally involved in regarding this?
No, not personally, but I do get informed about the possible opportunities, one of that being the European Youth Week coming up. They will organize programs all over Europe again. There are several ones in Hungary as well. The first one is there will be 11, and the first one will be on March 18th. Yeah, it's April. In Szolnok. So if you happen to be there, or if you happen to have free time and travel there, make sure to check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and by the way, the previous question reminded me of the EPSO, which is the European Personal Selection Office, which handles all the applications, and they do have a website where you can make a page, register, and then open an account.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all of this opening opportunities that you can all check out, and go for that as well.
Okay, these are good hints, guys. Write them down.
I have regarding hints, I would recommend for you to, thank you. So if you go to the EPSO page, then you can go to selection procedures, and then you can check out the upcoming one. And then you have the chance of signing up for more content, so that you'll get notifications and email about the latest updates and the latest opportunities that you can take part of. And then, yeah, you'll be notified.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to do that as well.
Yeah, you need to go check it out multiple times.
Yeah. And like, keep updated. But I feel like if this is one of your
passions,
most appealing goals, to be in the EU, then you'll probably make it. Just apply as many times as you need to.
Don't lose hope.
And now to shift the more interview into a more personal questions, could you please tell us more about the challenges and the obstacles you've faced within your role and how you've been able to overcome them?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the first one, it was being called an ambassador. It's a bit like weird at first. I mean, you're still a student and pretending to be an ambassador, but then you realize that you're still the same person. Anyways, that's just prestige put aside. And then, stepping out of my comfort zone was a big one. I mean, even giving presentations and getting familiar with all of this information, how you can organize it into a system that actually works and you can actually get the message across to people, was a huge challenge for me. Being one of the two ambassadors of the whole country and of your university, and the feeling of wanting to give back was also there. And
were there any memorable or impactful moments that you had, maybe that you would like to share with us?
Oh, yes, please. So I was invited for a presentation by Alta Head, and I feel like it turned out pretty good because I was able to get the students engaged. And I got good feedback, too, because... I was asked for another one, which was also really nice.
What were the topics of the presentation?
It was about EPSO. It was about the traineeship opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
About raising awareness about... They were also those who are recently graduating. So like raising the awareness of being able to participate in traineeships, many of the ALTA head students are planning to pursue a career in one of the institutions. Getting to know that this program exists, I think is really important, or like could help in many ways. I try to promote the, give a general overview on all the institutions, that being the European Commission, European Parliament, European the Council, and European External Action Service, Economic and Social Committee, and Committee of the Regions, Ombudsman, and Europe and Court of Justice, just to mention a few, but there are plenty.
So you would have to have an extensive knowledge to be able to do these things.
Well,
good job.
Thank you. Being up to date and keeping up with the emails that that the organizers send weekly is a good thing to do. And is a must, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But with their help, I found that it actually worked out pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is going to be our last question. And we wanted to know, how can other students get involved or benefit from the EU Careers Ambassador Program? Or is there any other programs that you kind of want to highlight for the students listening in?
So I feel like... you have so much freedom in how you want to do this. If you're more an outgoing person, or if you like presentations, you could do that. If you want to build connections, you also have a chance for that, as you have plenty of supporting EU members, organizations, and then you also have help with application. If you feel more comfortable in just like, for example, posting things and just, then you can just go ahead and do that. So like whatever you want to do and feel comfortable in basically is pretty much going to work, I feel like. So you can improve, or you can also step out of your comfort zone and like improve in other ways.
I get the impression that you have a lot of liberty in how you organize this event and how you approach it.
Oh yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Yes.
That's great. I feel like, and I think you personally and professionally, you have... definitely gotten a lot of skills from this.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I'd recommend it to anyone who is even the slightest bit interested.
So guys, if you have this chance, definitely apply. And I feel like you definitely have to keep an eye out for all these opportunities. And it's just a great opportunity that we wanted to showcase during the podcast.
Yes, and if you do a good job, and you have to report back all your achievements. You have to share content on all the events that you've done. And then at the end, you might get a recommendation letter if you do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that looks, but it's also something that I would imagine as something that would look good on your CV, for example, if you are that type of person. So that could help as well.
Yeah, I think especially with the current state, we definitely need more experience. And I feel like we as students, definitely these can be great experiences that we can put on our resume.
Yes.
So unfortunately, this is our time. Dear listeners, we have reached the end of this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this insightful podcast session with Virag Fetter, the EU Careers Student Ambassador. We have delved into the fascinating world of student opportunities and gained invaluable insights into the ambassadorship experience. So remember, whether you're considering a career within the EU institutions or simply curious about the journey, the knowledge shared today can definitely guide and inspire you. So my name is Yasemen Yusufi, and my co-host is...
Orgil Mukhtar.
And thank you for being with us today, and stay tuned for the upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much, guys. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
National Diplomatic Student Association is a Hungary-based organization for university students interested in political science, multilateral treaties, and intergovernmental relations. IDSIA podcast aims to educate listeners on career opportunities for university students in Hungary, opening their minds to current socio-political issues. The podcast is recorded with the support of EPRA Radio.